morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
And Veterans Day, we're talking to some veterans in studio this morning, starting off with Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall from the Oregon National Guard. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you for the invite. This is great.
So talk about, a lot of people know you from your background here in the community, but maybe we've got a lot of people moving in these days. Talk about your time with the Guard and how you got into it in the first place.
Okay, so I've been serving in the National Guard for close to 21 years now, and I joined as a high school senior at Roseburg High School and became a member of the infantry here in Charlie Company, 1st to 186. And throughout my time of deployments, I came back and I went into recruiting for a while, and I deployed to Iraq, and I came back and did recruiting again, and now I serve as our command's marketing NCO. So I've accomplished a lot of great things in the National Guard and been very thankful for it.
20 years.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
And that's amazing because you're only 28 now.
Yeah, thanks.
What is it like during those times of deployment? And I know a lot of things, and maybe talk about earlier deployments versus later ones in terms of, because of the technology these days, being able to stay in touch with the people back in Roseburg.
Yeah, so when I went to Egypt, the internet was getting big. You know, it was 2001. So I did have some opportunity to communicate home, but I still mainly communicated by the telephone. When I went to Iraq, we had video telephone calls, and I was in a spot in Iraq where I was a little spoiled and fortunate to have communications. As technology is evolving, our communications back home makes it a lot nicer.
I know during part of that time, we were doing a series of periodic interviews with you, and I know that you mentioned at one point, and I think in an email, that sometimes to listen back to the Inside Douglas County program you'd been on, the internet was so slow there, it would take like hours to download the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you're in spots where it's real slow, and other times when you're closer to the headquarters, maybe you get a little bit better signal.
So when you got into the Guard, did you have any inclination that you'd still be in it in some level all these years later?
No, I always wanted to just serve my country, you know, and say I did something, and I wanted to go to college. But throughout my experience, I just fell in love with it and had opportunities, and so I ran with it. And looking back now, it went by so fast.
So Veterans Day today, I know that you know a lot of veterans, and everybody's story is a bit different from what you hear from some of the World War II veterans, where things were so different to the present.
Yeah, I'm passionate about Veterans Day, not because I served in the military, but even when I was a child, I was passionate about it. And I think if we forget those who have fought for us, then we forget really what our country is about. And I think it's definitely super important that we raise our kids and, our community takes time to recognize our warriors.
When we got the word that we were going to have a reverse Veterans Day parade this year, what was your first thought?
I'm just happy that we're doing something, you know, and COVID may separate us, but it's not going to stop us from still showing our appreciation to those before us.
Sergeant Chris Jewell in here as well. Chris has the auspicious background of being a kid who played on my street.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you have just been back fairly recently, right?
I have, yes. I returned from about 9 months in Africa.
What was that like?
Hot. Very hot. I started off in Djibouti, and then I volunteered and went down to Kenya. I worked with a mortar team down there. It was different. I've been to Afghanistan prior, and this was a lot different experience in Africa, especially with COVID hitting. It changed things up a lot.
Yeah, talk about that aspect. We've talked to other people from other countries, and each country, based on just how they're governed, looks at that whole aspect a little bit differently. Sometimes there are a lot more restrictions than we have in the U.S. What did you see over there?
In Kenya, not too much. Where I was in the jungle, it didn't affect us too much, but talking to my buddies back in Djibouti, everything was locked down, shut down. It hit them pretty hard over there.
And how did that impact what they were supposed to be doing mission-wise?
Mission-wise, it made it difficult, but they still carried out the mission efficiently. That's why I love the Guard. We're very good at adapting and staying flexible.
So how many years have you been in?
Ooh, coming up on 10 now.
And what led to you joining?
I actually joined the Coast Guard out of high school. I worked with them out of Seattle, and then I I want to deploy and I want to be closer to home. And I actually walked in Sergeant Marshall's office and said, hey, I'd like to deploy. And he goes, cool, we're going to Afghanistan next year. And I came right over and I just intended to deploy once and get out. But coming home, I got back into school and the opportunity as a guard has given me to serve my community. And it's just been amazing. So I love it.
What was it like to be gone on this last deployment for so many months in the midst of this world crisis?
It's been interesting, to say the least. Like I said, where I was, it didn't affect me too much to see seeing how the world's going back here. It's just been interesting.
Was it a lot of times when troops are away, it used to be that it was the family that was worried about them. Was it kind of a full circle this time because you were worried about what was going on in Roseburg while you were gone?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, a lot of prayers were sent back home. But our community is great, and we've been really pulling through.
So what have you been doing since you got back?
Getting back into school and spending time with family a lot.
And so do you have a day job, too, that you're working?
Not currently, no. Just doing school.
So you can hire Chris Jewell.
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of things have you done occupationally during your time in the Guard?
So in the Guard, I've been an 11 Bravo Infantryman, 11 Charlie Mortarman. And since I joined the Guard till now, I've worked at Fred Meyer's for years. I've done firefighting with Winston Diller Fire, which are great. Worked as an EMT. Done a lot of different things.
Wow. What do you think you have in the future for you?
Finishing my degree, probably. A paramedic degree. And working back as an EMT or a paramedic back here in the community.
And do you figure you'll stay here doing that?
I think so, yeah. I really love Charlie Company and love the Guard. And it's given me lots of opportunities. I like to give back to the Guard and the community.
So what are your thoughts about Veterans Day and not only your experience and Nick's, but all the other folks you've met?
Veterans Day has great meaning to me. My grandfathers, both of them, my uncles, they were all veterans from Vietnam, World War II. And so growing up hearing their stories had a big impact on me. Joined the military. My brother served in the Marines. And I'm just so thankful to live in a country where there are heroes willing to stand up and lead the way. Those older gentlemen that came before us.
What about this reverse parade format today?
We'll see. We'll see. That starts at 11. We'll have a flyby, and we'll see how it goes. I'm sure we'll have a great turnout.
And I think it's going to be fascinating just to see how it all works. It's so counterintuitive, too. You're going to do what? And you're just, you know, instead of greeting people, you're just going to stay in one place, basically, as folks come by.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's going to be different. It's going to be at 11 o'clock this morning. Sergeant Chris Jewell, Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall, guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, 8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.